This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A promise by OPEC to cut oil production is on Wall Street's mind today. The announcement yesterday sent oil prices up, but this morning they're starting to move back in the other direction a little bit as questions linger about the details. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace explains.
OPEC's strategy in the past was to agree on some total output limit, divvy it up, and voila, higher prices for crude oil around the world. But over the last couple years, Saudi Arabia, the biggest producer, has tossed that to the wind. It saw some advantages to pumping with abandon, and that's contributed to these ridiculously low prices. Then yesterday, at a meeting in Algeria, another turn, an agreement between the 14 countries to cut overall production by up to 700,000 barrels a day. Daniel Katzenberg is an analyst with Baird.
It definitely was a surprise.
But what this surprise agreement will really mean still isn't clear.
Now what we will wait to see is what the details are and how they will get to that number. So they did not provide any information on which countries would cut and by how much.
So you might have to say goodbye to super cheap gas, but these details won't actually get worked out until the next OPEC meeting, November 30th, and there's no guarantee every country will agree on a final plan. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.